Redmond began a program kind of like a peer review for teens several years ago, and they may have hit on a winner. I'm Julia Gray, and this is Take 5. Today, we're looking at the Redmond Police Teen Court Program. I spoke with Detective Alan Speck, who is managing the juvenile crime program.
Yeah, it does. Well, like I said, the teen court has been there for a number of years. And since I came in and am overseeing the program now, some of the main things I've seen are that the youth, both as they come in and have their cases presented, and then as they come back and serve as jurors for other cases, it gives kids a chance to see the different family dynamics and different situations and the reasons that other people do things that they get in trouble for or commit crimes. So I think it really helps to educate the kids as to what kind of challenges are out there and different ways to deal with those challenges.
Is that part of going through the teen court, is then they have to come back and serve on the court?
Yes. Generally, one of the consequences that we have on the contract is that the youth offender will then come back and they'll attend what we call a balanced and restorative justice training, where we discuss the philosophy of the program. And then they'll sit on a jury or on, you know, anywhere from two to maybe seven or eight juries and see cases.
Coming up, Alan Speck talks about how successful the teen court program is. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. We're talking with Detective Alan Speck with the Redmond Police Department. He manages the juvenile crime programs and administers a teen court program. It's like a peer review committee. Teen offenders stand before teen judges who will then decide their punishment. I asked Speck how effective the program is and if kids tend to reoffend.
That's kind of a tough one to be able to gauge. The diversion program and the teen court program, it's a program for first-time offenders. I'm not sure of the numbers of juveniles that go on to reoffend. I mean, I know it is a low number, but I couldn't quote you any statistics on it. But it is. It's relatively low. Most of the time, kids understand. They make that one mistake. They learn their lesson, and then they don't do it again. So
it seems to be pretty powerful that the teens basically passing judgment on other teens.
Yeah.
And what kind of satisfaction do you get from it?
You know, I think it's great being able to work with kids. You see a much higher success rate in changing people's behaviors, working with juveniles in the program as opposed to being out on the street and patrol. You don't necessarily see the success of your work working with adults as much as working with juveniles, in my opinion.
How is this funded?
Well, the police department has basically, they've operated the program as a line item in the budget since the 80s. And part of the money that we used to operate comes from the program fees that we charge when people come through this program. And those fees are in place basically instead of them paying fines.
Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, it's a $50 program fee.
It's very workable for most people.
Yeah, and it is. It's a fee that's in place that's really workable for most all families that come through, and it definitely beats the fines that they may be charged if they were to go through the regular juvenile system, because a lot of times fines on the things that these first-time offenders are being cited for anywhere from $200 up.
Once the court listens to the suspect, they decide on a punishment. And some typical punishments include volunteering service hours in the community, writing essays, school attendance and maintaining grades, and an apology to the victim. The teen court convenes every other Friday in Redmond, and it's making a difference. I'm Julia Gray. This is Take 5 on News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.